Praise the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord tonight. We're going to look at the message tonight, Instruments of Righteousness. So beautiful to be gathered in the presence of the Lord. Taking in of His Spirit, of His Word in our lives. And I want to begin with Instruments of Righteousness, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. The old life, the body that once served sin, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. What a beautiful passage of Scripture. I have three exhortations tonight in the message. Number one, yield your members to God. I'm going to read from the King James Version now, verses 11 to 13. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We had a glorious baptism service this morning, 15 people, powerful testimonies of faith. It's wonderful to see how the Lord is working in people's lives. And the Bible says that when we accept Christ, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in this mortal body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. When we accept Christ, the Bible says we are crucified, we are put to death. And when we are put to death, when somebody dies, they are buried in a watery grave spiritually. We're buried in the waters of baptism and we rise to new life in Christ. The old is gone, the old life is gone, the old body of sin, the old person is dead and buried. And the new man, the new creation in Christ, rises up to walk in fullness of life, in newness of life, in the very life of Christ. Now this, positionally, is what has happened to us. And practically, it needs to happen to us, and it needs to happen to us continually. We have to yield our members. The Bible says that's our responsibility now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to yield our physical body to the Lord for his service, for his blessing, for his honor. 1 Corinthians 6:18 to 20. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, that is, outwardly and inwardly. Your body and spirit, outwardly and inwardly, that we serve the Lord and we glorify God. So we must yield our members unto the Lord. Present our members of our body, our entire body, as an instrument and as instruments of righteousness unto the Lord. The Apostle Paul gave us a personal example in his own life, 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, "But I discipline my body." The NIV says, "I make it my slave. I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I discipline my body." He said, "I'll even give my body a blow if it tries to rise up against me and keep me from the will of God." Now, that's an extreme situation, because really our body should be a partner with us, and we're walking in our body, our spirit and body, rejoicing in the Lord, walking in the will of God. But you know, sometimes our body rises up as an adversary, as a compromiser. And that's what Paul's saying there. He said, when that happens, if my body tries to keep me from the will of God, or for what I know, what I should be doing, he said, I will give it a blow. I make it my slave. And so we understand that our body, we need to present it. At times it's working against us. The desires, the compromise, the casualness that's there. Maybe some negativity, some attitude that's trying to take hold of our life. We have to come against that member of our body, and serve the Lord. So all our members are to be instruments of righteousness unto the Lord. Yield yourselves unto God. Feet, serve the Lord. You walk the paths of righteousness. Feet, go to the house of God. Feet, get to the prayer room. Up on your feet, stand up and bless the Lord your God. Eyes and ears, serve the Lord. David said, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes, and I won't hear any wicked thing either." No more programming that is tainted with profanities and immoralities and seductions. These eyes and ears are for the Lord. Tongue, serve the Lord. The most unruly member, the Bible says. Tongue, you serve the Lord. No more murmuring and complaining. No more talking of ills and woes and of things that have befallen. Tongue, you're going to praise the Lord. Tongue, you're going to speak of the promises of God. You're going to speak of the goodness of the Lord. Body, old man, body of sin, you've died. You've been buried. I now walk in a new life, and I present my members as instruments of righteousness unto God. The Apostle Paul said, "Reckon yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God." The word "reckon" means make a calculation. Whether the feelings are there, the emotions are there, is beside the point. It's immaterial. You make a calculation. I live unto the Lord. I walk by faith, and I serve the Lord. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Yield yourselves unto God. Yield your instruments, your members as instruments of righteousness to the Lord for holiness and honor and to do His will. Number two, musical instruments of righteousness. Romans 8:13, let's yield our members as musical instruments of righteousness. Romans 6:13, KJV, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. You know, when you say the word instruments, most people immediately do think of musical instruments. There are instruments of all sorts, but when we say instruments, we're thinking of musical instruments. And these members of our body are to be musical instruments of righteousness unto the Lord, to magnify the Lord, to praise the Lord, a tongue that sings the praises of the Lord. Psalm 40 and verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. This song of the Lord that now is inside of us, this worship that wants to flow out of us. One of the greatest things you can ever do for your life is to turn yourself into a worshiper. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Turn yourself into a worshiper. We may come from different backgrounds, culture, religious upbringing. You know, the fear of man brings a snare. But the Lord desires a people that are responding in joy and gladness, in dancing and shouting and lifting hands and praising the Lord. That is the way of the Lord. Yield your members. Present your members. Yield these members of your body, your feet, your hands, your mouth to praise the Lord and to magnify the Lord. Acts chapter 3, verses 6 to 9. The man who was lame at the gate beautiful at the temple in Jerusalem. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. This man was above 40 years age, the Bible says, and he'd been lame from his mother's womb. Yeah, like all of us. Crippled by the fall. None of us could walk right. None of us knew how to enter the temple of the Lord, walking and leaping and praising God. Silver and gold couldn't help us. There's nothing money could do. There's nothing status or position or friendships or anything of this life could do for us. But the power of Jesus Christ touched our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And that day we did when Jesus Christ came to our lives. And now we go into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God, and all the people can see it because God's done a work in our life. You say, well, how should I come to church on Sundays? Well, why not? Here's an example for us. Let's come in walking and leaping and praising God and rejoicing for all the good things and the miracle God has done in our life. Many miracles, but the greatest miracle of all, the salvation of our souls. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Bible says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 63, 3 to 5. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Let's magnify the Lord. Let's come and lift up our hands to the Lord and yield our members to the Lord according to his word, according to his ways, overcoming our maybe awkwardness and self-consciousness, fear that's in our life to enter into the house of God as the Lord ordained And let's offer these members. Say, Lord, this is for you. I'm for you. Let's praise the Lord on an instrument of 10 strings. We all have an instrument of 10 strings. Clapping, applauding, magnifying, rejoicing before the Lord. Psalm 92, 1 to 3. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. Wow, yielding our members. The Apostle Paul says, yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Get involved with the worship in a dynamic and powerful way, where the presence of the Lord really begins to rest upon our lives. Be filled with the Spirit, the Bible says, speaking and singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Let this whole temple be filled with the glory of God because of the praises that are pouring out of our lives. And there we are. Our feet are dancing. Our bodies are swaying to the music. We're clapping. We're rejoicing. We're lifting hands. We're magnifying the name of the Lord. We are entering in to what the Bible says is the joyful sound of God's praises. Sing it morning, noon, and night. Why don't you sing it all day long? Number three, weapons of praise. Weapons of praise. Romans 6:13, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments. The marginal rendering, arms or weapons of righteousness unto God. Yield your members as weapons unto God. The weapons of our warfare are not of the human realm. They are mighty in God to overcome the spirit of heaviness. They're mighty in God to overcome discouragement. They're mighty in God to break sicknesses and diseases out of us and temptations out of us. The weapons of our warfare are mighty in God to pull down strongholds, to cast down imaginations, to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God says, I've given you weapons. Go to war. You don't have to be bound up by the enemy. You don't have to be plagued by emotions and negativity and feelings. You can walk in victory. I've given you weapons. And so we understand the weapons of our body. The Bible clearly says they are, these members of our body are weapons of righteousness unto God. Psalm 144 and verse 1, blessed be the Lord my God, who trains my hands for war and my fingers to fight. We get into the presence of the Lord and we know how to worship and we become worship warriors. We bring down enemies. We bring down circumstances against us. We learn to triumph in the Lord because the Bible says we triumph in His praise. Psalm 47:1. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. That's God's desire. That every Christian, every believer in the house of God would clap their hands and applaud and clap their hands and strike against the enemy and shout unto God with a voice of triumph, a voice of victory, because the shout of victory overcomes and breaks the enemy powers and brings victory to defeated spirits. Joshua chapter 6, 20 to 21, the city of Jericho. That mighty fortress, how would that those walls ever come down? Bible says, so the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. The Bible clearly says, when the people shouted with a great shout, the wall fell down flat. That's one of the weapons we have, our voice, our hands, our feet, instruments, weapons of righteousness to bring great victory into our lives and help us live an overcoming life. The Hebrew praise word, one of the Hebrew praise words, is the word yada. It means to worship with extended hands, to throw out the hands in power. Is that what you do in the house of the Lord in the worship? You throw out your hands in power because the strength of God and the anointing of God is in you. We stretch out our hands. We worship with extended hands. We throw out our hands in power. And the word is used of shooting an arrow or throwing a stone. Shooting arrows and throwing stones. I don't know about you, but when my hands are lifted in worship, I'm envisioning arrows, fire-tipped arrows, shooting off the ends of my fingertips against the powers of darkness, against my enemies, against the foes of the kingdom of God. Arrows shooting off our fingertips and hurling sling stones like David. Take out some giants. Here we are in the worship. We're throwing stones and we're shooting arrows and we're seeing the victories of God come forth in our lives and in the lives of others. Yield your members. Yield your members, Paul said, as weapons, as arms of righteousness. Now, you know, he said, well, I'm just so uncomfortable. I've never done it. I've been in the church for months and even years, and how can I overcome myself? People have seen me one way, and now all of a sudden I'm changing. Well, you may as well take it full stride, break it off once and for all, and go for God. But you know what I had to do when I was young? I was a little intimidated, all my peers in the church, and man, I wanted to dance before the Lord, but oh man, I felt a little awkward. So what I would do, I would practice in my prayer closet at home. Dance before the Lord, dance before the Lord. Then I could come into the house one day, and wow, people, you know, they could look at me and say, wow, this person really knows how to worship the Lord. They don't know how many times I had to overcome fears in my own life, and the fear of man, and reluctance, and self-consciousness, and things from upbringing, certain things you're maybe taught. But the Lord has given us weapons of warfare, and let's use them to the glory of God and to the victory of our lives. Micah 4:13, let's dance on injustice. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. I give you power, Jesus said, to tread on serpents and scorpions. A spiritual realm of victory. Micah 4:13, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, O people of God. For I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples. I will consecrate their gain to the Lord and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. God says, come on, rise and thresh. Rise and thresh. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Let's learn to dance on injustice. Overcome the enemy. Sense the power of God's surging through our body, through our feet, giving us victory, giving us healing and wholeness in our lives. These are the great weapons of the Lord. Yield yourselves unto God. Those that are alive from the dead. We're new people. We're new creations. Let's give God our members of our body and serve Him fully. Well, let's have the worship ministry come and let's close out with Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I beseech you, the Apostle Paul said, I plead with you, brothers and sisters, the mercies of God have come upon our life. He said, now present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. This is your reasonable service, calculated out. That's the way I should live. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's yield our members to the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Just enter in and yield before the Lord. Yield your heart, yield your hands, yield your life. If there's some area of your life, if your body, you're not honoring the Lord properly, you're dishonoring the Lord, just make that change tonight. Repent. Say, Jesus, wash me. That's the old life. That's death. That's not who I am. I'm a new creation in Christ to live after you and live in holiness and the very newness of life that you give. Offer yourself as a musical instrument and offer yourself as a worship warrior from this day forward and walk on in the power and the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. The altars are open. If any would like to receive prayer, receive the Lord, want to come and offer yourself in a intimate way to the Lord, you can slip out from where you are. But let's spend a few moments right now offering these mortal bodies, these members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Amen.